Now I am guided from within. How am I guided from within? I am guided from within by listening to what my inner self tells me what to do. Now, parents have taught their children from the time beginning to think before you act, to listen within, to follow the guidance from within you. You know better. You know what is right to do. You know what is important for you. You know what makes the world go round. You know these things, and follow them. Follow them because you know them. You know what makes the world go round. You know what is the truth for you. You know what you should be doing. Always you know that. Now, nobody needs to tell you. You know it. Nobody needs to guide you. You know it. You are always listening to what you're supposed to do within yourself, and you know it. Now do it. And still, we don't do it. Still, we don't listen to within. Still, we go by what seems to be on the outer. Still, we pay attention to what goes on in our world rather than what goes on inside of us. We know at all times what is the right thing to do. We know at all times what is the best thing, the highest and best thing for us to do. We know that. We've been taught that as children. We've been taught that as adults. We've been taught that as people in business. We're taught that every time we turn around. We're taught, I am guided from within. Now, how do we guide ourselves from within? How do we guide ourselves from listening, or not from, but guide ourselves with listening to the divine expressing itself in us? It's so easy to sometimes just do things because it's convenient. It's so easy to do things because it is expedient. But these are things that are not really our nature. We would like to live our life from a very beautiful point of view. We all would like to live our life from the point of view that all is in divine order, that all is beautiful, that all is good, that all is wonderful. We all would like to live our life from that point of view. But we fail so miserably in doing it because we don't always listen to our inner self. We knew better. We know better. We have always had better thoughts. Why then don't we follow them? Why isn't that the most natural thing in our life to do, to follow our inner thoughts, to follow what we hear within? Now, we learn good manners, and those are beautiful human things. They help us to get along with one another. And we learn that to pass gas publicly and loudly is not a pleasant thing to do. We don't do that. We don't do that because that is just not nice. That is not the type of thing we want to do. Well, why do we do it sometimes? Why do we do it at any time? Why do we allow ourselves to have that condition in our body, in our being, that wants to do that? And yes, the condition wants to do that. Why do we allow that? Why do we allow that condition to want to do that? Well, we allow that condition to want to do that because we feel that it's expedient, it's convenient, it's comfortable. We don't want to have that guess in us. Well, all human beings have learned to have their body operate in a comfortable way, in a mannerly way, in a beautiful way. And why is it that everyone is not at all times passing gas? Why is it that unsavory thing that we call unsavory is going on? And why is it that we feel so uncomfortable when we do that? Why do we feel that is just not really the right thing? Well, in us, we know better. in us, we know better and we feel better and we are better and we know that that's the thing that we want to do. It's just a thing that makes us feel good. It's a thing that, says to us, yes, that is the right thing to do. Yes, that is the harmonious thing to do. Yes, that is what I do. Now, can you at all times say that about yourself? Can you at all times say that about your life, your world, who you are? Can you at all times say that? Yes, we can. Do we at all times say that? No, we don't. Do we burp sometimes? Do we do unmannerly things? Why do we do them? We do them because we are thoughtless, because we are not being guided from within. Being guided from within, we know the right thing to do all of the time. Being guided from within, we know the right thing to say all of the time. Being guided from within, we know the right attitude to have in our mind all the time. Now, everyone's not passing gas. That's not a problem that it seems everyone has all the time. But you could. You could have that problem. You could have that problem if you wanted to. And if you wanted to, what would happen to you? What would happen to you if you allowed yourself to have that problem? If you allowed yourself to have that problem, you would be experiencing an unhappy situation most of the time. Follow your inner guidance. Follow the guidance from within. You know better. Manners are such a simple human thing, and we know what they are. Everyone learns manners. Everyone learns these things. We are not living in a universe where this is thoughtless. It is thoughtful. We are living in a universe where this is the desirable thing to do, to live lovingly, harmoniously, and mannerly with one another. Well, now, why are you talking so much about manners? Well, manners are the simplest thing to put our attention to realize that we are guided from within. We are guided from within at all times to listen to our inner wisdom. We know at all times what is the right thing to do. We know at all times what is the happy thing to do. We know at all times what makes us feel good. We know at all times those things. And now it's just up to us to live that at all times, be that at all times, and enjoy that at all times. It is so easy and so interesting and so fantastic to be a divine being, to be a beautiful being, to be a thoughtful being, to be a being that is filled with love and peace and harmony and goodness, a being that is delightful, a being that is charming, a being that is really something that makes everybody else feel good and happy. You make yourself feel good and happy. You make yourself feel harmonious. You make yourself feel wonderful. This is a choice that all of us have. This is the experience that all of us have. We all have this experience, this opportunity to live our life so beautifully, so comfortably, so fantastically, so harmoniously, that all things we do are good and very good. All things we do are loving and thoughtful. All things we do are harmonious. All things we do are wonderful because that's who we are. And that's just who we are. We are wonderful. We are thoughtful. We are considerate. We are wonderful beings that are living our life because we are guided from within. It sounds as though we're being repetitive here, saying we're guided from within. And in a manner of speaking, we are repetitive, saying that we're guided from within, because that is just where we are guided from. That is just how we are guided to experience all that is good in life. Are you ready to set yourself to follow what you hear within? Not just manners, but in what makes you happy, in what makes other people happy, in what makes you fulfilled, in what makes other people fulfilled? Are you ready to be the kind of person that makes you feel that life is just wonderful, that life is just fantastic? Are you ready to be that kind of person? And if you are, then that kind of a life is yours right now. So claim that now in your life, in your world, in your experiences, that all is good and all is very good, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because you need nothing more than that. You need nothing more than that to make your life feel that all is good and very good. Claim it today. I claim it, because that's the truth about me. That's the truth about me, and I love it, and I know it, and I am it. And you love it, you know it, and you are it. And that's what it's all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.